what the CIA has done is turned around, and we're famous. The Russians still use microwaves. We're famous for using lasers. We can take an infrared laser, and I won't say they're sitting here in the house, but I've used them. And you can buy them in the open market. They ain't cheap. In fact, the best one is a German company. It comes built into a Nikon camera body. You aim it at a window. It's an infrared laser. You can't see it. It hits the window. The window vibrates when you and I talk.
Now, this is not the stuff that pilots are seeing, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, those aren't infrared. Those are blinding. Those are
right. Those are dangerous.
Oh man, come on.
Yeah.
The infrared you can't see, and it really does. As far as I know, not being a doctor, it doesn't hurt your
okay,
eyes.
So what do you do with this? You shoot an infrared laser through a window.
No, not through. At the window, it bounces off the window at about a 45-degree angle. Then my next little Nikon camera picks it up. Every time you and I talk, the window moves behind us. Guess what? I can read it from the laser, everything we say in the room. I don't have to get in the room.
Oh, for sound. Okay.
Most bugs, you've got to commit a felony, okay? I got to get in your room to find a bug. Oh, yeah, come on. Or I got to at least climb a, telephone pole. I got to do something. This thing you set up and use. And they were $25,000 from a German company who's still kicking around. And we jumped on them and said, no, no, no. And I know for a fact two guys were busted trying to import them, and they got huge fines and went up. But I've used them, and they work. It won't work if there's a loud noise. Okay, a truck's going by outside. That makes the window move, too.
Okay.
I turn the radio on real loud. Yeah, okay, that's probably done that, But think of that. You sit down on the ground, the picnic ground, the Standard Oil building in San Francisco, and you aim at the executive floor. And you listen to what they say.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You could be miles away.
Yep. Damn near. Hundreds of feet.
Absolutely staggering.
It is.
And you could record it back at wherever you are.
Of course. Of course.
I would guess that corporate espionage, did I say that right? Corporate espionage.
Perfectly.
Is huge.
Probably the main thing. Let me rephrase that. Secondary. I got into this field because I was, years ago, I'm not going to admit how many, I was an electronics engineer, and I liked this kind of stuff. I met a man named Hal Lipset, who was at the time the most famous private detective in the world. He saw a lot of books about him. The movie, The Conversation, is based on Hal. Hal really liked me, and Hal kind of took me in as an intern and did some of this stuff. And Hal and I both worked on both sides of the fence, which some is not.
See, Hal needed somebody with your talents.
Well, and I needed somebody with his talents. Man,
right.
Great. So I learned a lot of this, and yeah, you're right. It's basically, why am I going to bug you? Okay, well, if I'm a narc and you're moving thousands of pounds of white powder.
Good. That's good.
Try and look for a bug. You probably got one. Okay. But if I'm a labor attorney or arbitration attorney or... Hal's most famous case, which I have to admit I had nothing to do with, was he worked for a DA that was getting some stuff in the mob in about casinos in Nevada. The mob thought Hal was somebody else. They agreed to meet with him in the steam room naked. Hal came out with a full recording. He hollowed out a bar of soap and put a transmitter.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, that was Hal.
And
I mean, he wasn't electronics. I kind of helped him do it.
Let me ask.
I didn't go in the room. I was no.
Let me ask you this: do you know if high-powered attorneys are hiring experts like people like you? Maybe not you, who, for example, will listen to prospective jurors before they're selected or they're kicked off the jury group?
Yeah. 100%, and I will say that with all faith. I'm sure you guys have all seen Grisham's movies. You've seen
yep.
the Runaway Jury.
So the one with Lee, what's Lee's name? The great actor. I love him. I love the guy.
Yeah. But I'm bad at names.
Come on, somebody give me his name. Give me his name, Dan. Gene Hackman. That's
Thank
it.
You. Gene. And Tom Cruise, I think.
Yep.
Okay, at that point in my life, I was doing some script doctoring. I wasn't writing whole movies. But when they got to a point like this in that movie, they'd call me and ask me how would it really work. And I'd go down, and they'd pay me per day, and we'd go through stuff. So a lot of I did MGM, Disney, Hollywood, Berkenheimer several times. So a lot of the stuff is very real. Hell yes, they do that. They do it all the time. And
I mean, maybe the jury guy says, I'm not going to use the name of the accused, but maybe, let's say his name is Bob Smith, and it's some murder trial, and maybe the prospective juror will say, I think, you know, privately, so maybe he's talking to his wife, I think this guy's guilty as all get up.
That's where they want to get
in. Yeah. Yeah.
The telephone distills information. I'm talking to you. We're talking about really specific things. I'm going to tap your telephone if I want to know that. Yeah, you're going to call up your best friend and go, guess what jury I got on today? Boy, that son of a is guilty. I'll tell you. Oops. You know, excuse me, sir. Void error. We'd like him off the jury. You know, it is done. We actually, when I was doing some countermeasure stuff in the hell, we found several transmitters in high-powered lawyers' offices. Not criminal, oddly enough. We found a couple of major labor union negotiate. Well, who wouldn't want to know that?
I got a friend back in St. Louis, Lee. Her husband died a few years ago, so, you know, whenever I'm there, I help her out. She's got cats and animals. She's 68 yeah. years old, so she, you know, she needs help sometimes. So I'll help. She's like a mother to me, and so I'll go and do that. Of course, my real mother's in Detroit, so I have two of them now. But she was telling me that her girlfriend suspected that the girlfriend's husband... At his office, had the ability through his computer to monitor the home telephone calls when he was gone and she was there. Is that true?
Yes. And that's one of the ways. And if we get enough time here, I'll read you like the 12 top ways you can tell. But first one is they know stuff they shouldn't. There has been a recent discovery that I don't actually think it's my book, but it's going in the newsletter. I do both. That there are these answering services that, like, interrupt when you're online until you have a phone call, and you have, like, 20 seconds or whatever it is to answer, and they can be tapped really, really easily.
Mm.
And you can rig a computer. Computer is a piece of electronic equipment that's connected by wires. Come on. You know.
So the phone can go into the computer, his computer at his office. Bingo. He sees a light that pops up or something. He knows his phone's ringing. Maybe he hears it.
Usually they interrupt in here, and it automatically records, of course, you know. And I think that's in the book. I think I put that out again. That's a real scary one, man. And it has some limitations, but it does work.